So, how long did you carry on with the coaching role?
Well, my son started playing, so I thought it was a conflict of interest. So I packed it in.
Right. I suspect your son Ian benefited from a good deal of advice on how to play wing forward.
He was interviewed by somebody. He said, "He doesn't talk to me; he talks at me." Yeah, which is probably right. Well, he's had a good career. Mm. Yeah,
he certainly has.
He played 29 times for Scotland, captain a couple of times on tours. Yeah. Been around the world a few times.
Could you have played for Scotland, Dick?
Yeah.
Even under the old qualification rules, you could have played?
No. I could have at the start, but a Scottish selector came to watch a game when I was captain against Bath, King's Own. And we beat Bath 30-odd points. And the selector came in the dressing room afterwards and asked me about playing for Scotland and asked me who I played for. I said, "I have England trials, you know, I'm sorry that disqualifies you."
Yeah.
And that was it. That's what it was in those days, but then the rules have changed now. Because Ian, my son, played for England A.
Yes, I remember that.
And then he played for Scotland.
Mm.
Mm. He made the right decision.
Tell us about Ian.
Mm. Oh, he's a good player, good coach as well. Doing well at Moseley. The little finances they've got there. Different player to me. Totally different. I was more like poor man's centre, I suppose. But he is more of a on the floor sort of player, tackling and winning loose ball.
More like a modern open,
more modelled his. I remember Jock Hobbs from New Zealand. He used to be a fan of his. Whereas when I played, it was number 10 against number 7. If I missed number 10, the whole line was through.
Hmm.
Whereas now it's heads and halves tackle each other now.
Hmm.
The game's changed a bit.
For the good, do you think? I mean, when you see the game at King's Home these days.
I can't believe it. I can't believe that somebody would go on the floor and make about 3 inches and the crowd stand up and clap. You just beggar's belief. What are they clapping for?
Yeah.
I would far sooner see somebody like Sharpie sell a dummy and go around somebody. Or Gerald Davis. Absolute talent, oozing, flair. Don't see much of it now. You see, I think it's the way the game's in. Being interpreted and by the referees and coaches. I think part of the problem is the relegation issue. You take the system now. There's only two sides in the championship, which you've got the criteria to come up into the Premiership next year. Mm. That's Bristol and Exeter. They've got the ground and the finance to do the job. But in the championship, there's a playoff now between the top 8 sides. So just for instance, say Plymouth or Doncaster or Rotherham or Moseley won it. They couldn't come up anyway because they haven't got they can't meet the criteria.
Mm-hmm.
So why they don't just take Bristol and Exeter up into that thing and make it 14 teams with no relegation because there's nobody can come up anyway because they haven't got the facilities.
Mm.
And I think you see a bit more rugby then. No relegation. All these teams are frightened to go down. But I don't think the relegation is fair on the club owners. But they're frightened. Mm. They can't lose. Don't worry about winning. Just don't lose.
Mm.
There's a different mentality to losing and winning, or trying to win and not trying to lose.
Yeah. Can you talk to us a little bit, Dick, about the technique of playing wing forward? you know, what would you say really matters? What advice would you give to people? Not necessarily to you, Ian, but, you know, just talk about playing at wing forward. What matters?
It's difficult to say for me because I play totally different. I wanted the ball in my hands to run with it. But the first thing I had to do was not give it a lap over or try. Nowadays, it's more... I mean, look at the size of the players now. I mean, Lewis Moody, watching television, and that, Lewis Moody and Wallace of Ireland and Martin Williams of Wales, I think those three are probably about the best I've seen, apart from the New Zealander captain. So that's the ideal, I would think, type of wing forward now. Grovellers on the floor, knock people over, good hands, and not be afraid to express yourselves. Never be any for trying. Especially when I was coaching that team. You think you can do it, do it. The rest of the players will bail you out if it goes wrong. And it worked with a lot of players, with Moggy and Brian Vine, Steve Parslow, Dr. Pritchard on the wing. Good little player.
And what advice would you have on playing the offside law?
You've got to live offside. Live offside until you pull back. Until you pull back. Yeah. It's funny, when I played, if you were offside, the ref blew the whistle and said, you're offside, penalty. You watch the television now, and all the referees do is say, get back onside, get back onside. Get your hands out the ruck. I don't know what they're doing. You don't tell them to get back on his own or tell them to keep their hands out. You just blow the whistle, penalty. That will stop all that. Within a couple of weeks of the referee blowing the whistle for all these infringements, I'm sure it would stop. I think they've got to do something about the ferocity of the tackling somehow. Not so much the tackling, but hitting people off the ball. Somebody's like stood there minding their own business, watching scrum out, pick the ball, and somebody comes clattering into him in the back of the ribs and knocks him 5 yards backwards. That's American football, not rugby. Don't think that's right. A lot of injuries now, isn't there?
Yes, there are.
If you haven't got the ball, they shouldn't be allowed to touch you.
Well, I think the underlying problem is that players have bulked up so much, yeah, you know, they're training full time, but you can't actually make joints stronger, can you? It does seem to be has been useful for Gloucester to have this relationship with Moseley. Clearly the younger players are getting useful, match experience. Do you see that working?
I think it's quite good. There's some of the standard of, well, it's better than sitting on the bench. It'd drive me nuts if I sit on the bench for 4 weeks on the trot and just go training. It's far better than to push him up to Moseley. They get a bit of game time. But it can work against you in a way, similarly as it is now, because Gloucester pulled a few of the players back because they've got injuries and that, and then all of a sudden Moseley is struggling because they haven't got the finances to have their own players.
Mind you, I think they're still smiling about their appearance at Twickenham last summer.
Yeah.
How do you view the changes? Because, for a very long time and in your playing days, Gloucester were very much a club built on local players who were born and bred in Gloucester and around.
Yeah. It's like when Jim Jarrett came from Pontypool to Gloucester, he always said it took him 2.5 seasons to be accepted.
That quickly.
It's, Gloucester was very much a hometown club, really. It was nice as well.
We
knew each other from local playing days as well.
Yeah. That 78 season where Gloucester went right through all five rounds of the John Player Cup with the same team, and it worked out that 14 of them learnt their rugby in Gloucestershire.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, 14, and yeah. They went through those five rounds yeah. and changed. That's quite something. That's a real local club.
Yeah. I tell you what's surprising. In that 72 side, I think there was 22 players played all together, like in the Bath, Bristol, London Welsh, Coventry and Molesley games, five games. We used 22 players. That's, what, 30-odd years ago? Every one of us is still alive. We thought it was rather nice.
Yeah.
Thrived on the beer, then.
Yeah.
Do you have reunions at all?
I think they've had one, I think, a few years ago. We still see most of them. People play golf. And got a little golf society, which is old players. We play against Bristol, Pontypool, and Bath every year.
Yeah. Who plays in that?
Well, John Baylis, Eric Stevens, Bob Timms, myself, Terry Hobson, a few others.